Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's wild, it's wacky, it's slick, it's savvy, it's the madcap daffy, fractured, ding-a-ling, ring-a-ding, loony, zany, side-splitting, rib-tickling, slap-happy, scuzzy, dreary, irksome, tedious, banal, pointless, smutty world of...
The Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Let's be real. I'm all about being real. Well, I mean, I'm real all the time.
Dynamic, isn't it?
Jeff Lutz.
Let's do. Let's be real.
We like it.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
All right. Welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. We got Blair Kirchhoff coming up in about 20 minutes or so. I just spent the break watching a man pull a foal out of the water and mud as its mother looked along. It looked on and looked like
heroic.
It was heroic, and I don't need what? I don't know if I need things like that. It just breaks me down, man.
No, it shouldn't.
What do you mean? That's emotional.
Right, but consider the alternative and how emotional that wouldn't have been
on camera, hopefully. Right?
I suppose not. I hope not.
So whoever you are out there in the universe, thank you for doing that.
Is that a cup that's sitting next to you? That black thing? I'm trying to figure out what that is.
What?
Is that just a cup?
Yeah.
It's just like flat black. I couldn't figure out what it was. Cup. But yeah, it's a cup.
It's a cup.
I didn't know what it was. Because you have another cup over there, too.
Yeah, I have a lot of cups.
I didn't feel like you needed two cups.
Well, I need what I want.
No, you want
whatever
what you
I
want.
Decide what I need is what I want.
No, you want what you
no,
want.
No, I want what I need, and I need what I want, and I take what I can.
You do?
Sure.
What a horrible philosophy.
No, it's a good philosophy.
What did you take today?
I took two cups.
I guess.
Yeah, work going on upstairs. I'm trying to make it work. You're worried about an air conditioning unit that's out at your place.
I don't know if I'm worried about it.
Well, you ought to be.
I'm not.
It's going to cost an arm and a leg.
It'll cost a little bit.
No, it'll cost a lot.
Not as much as if we had replaced the entire thing.
John Rothstein from CBS Sports reporting that, contrary to reports, Gonzaga currently has no deal in place to leave the West Coast Conference for the Pac-12. So all of this is just crazy. But hopefully we'll have some clearer idea as we move along.
And it's just more who knows who to believe, who knows what to believe. It's been in sports journalism for a while. It's in other areas of journalism. Just get it right. If they don't have a deal, don't say they do. If they do, don't say they don't. Just wait for the facts.
So yesterday in the NFL, you had this, and we're going to talk to Anthony Capra, our good friend. You had the Raiders, who are coming off a win over Baltimore. You know, you think, wow, that's pretty impressive. Baltimore's legit good. That was an AFC.
Is Baltimore legit good?
I think so. And then yesterday they get blown out by Carolina, which looked inept in its first 2 weeks.
Well, let's put that into some proper context.
Well, yeah, they put Andy Dalton back at quarterback, but is Andy Dalton the difference?
Is he better than the worst quarterback ever? Yeah, he's a lot better than that. And that's why they made the change.
Well, then that coaching staff should be fired.
What coaching staff?
Carolina.
Why?
For not starting Andy Dalton from the get-go.
You have to go with your number one pick.
If the difference is that obvious, that you're no, you go to win game.
Well, there's ownership to account for. There's other factors.
You know what I tell my owner?
What?
You be the owner of Carolina, whatever dumbbell that is.
David Tepper.
Dave.
Yeah, Dave are you? Because Dave Canales is the coach.
I'm going to try to win.
Okay.
So your shiny object, Bryce Young.
Shiny object?
Not ready.
Shiny object? We drafted him a year and a half ago.
Don't care, Davey.
Almost 2 years ago.
You're a moron. That's what I'm saying if I'm
Dave.
Well,
you're fired.
No, I'm not.
And you'll never work in the NFL again.
I'll continue to work.
I have billions of dollars and many connections.
I'll continue to work.
Enjoy Pop Warner.
And I'm going to put Andy Dalton out there this week.
No, I'm going to put Andy Dalton out there.
Anyway, it worked out. 319 yards, 3 touchdowns for Dalton.
You know he's the only quarterback.
Chuba Hubbard had 114 yards rushing.
Did you know?
An offense.
Can I say something?
An offense that couldn't do anything.
Go ahead.
For 2 weeks, exploded against the ridiculous Las Vegas Raiders.
Go ahead.
What now?
Continue.
I'm done.
Well, I started, so I'm done.
Okay. So that was one of the big shocks of yesterday.
Why do you need to interrupt people all the time?
I wasn't. I was talking. You interrupted me.
No, I didn't.
Now the floor is yours if you want.
I was giving context to Andy Dalton's performance. Who cares about Chuba Hubbard? And I don't think he's the first quarterback all year to throw for 300 and 3 touchdowns.
There you go.
Andy Dalton.
Good deal.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, good nugget.
But we need those Chuba Hubbard stats.
Seattle goes to 3-0. Miami falls to 1-2, and they're in trouble. The Cowboys made a run at it late. Did you watch that game?
No.
Do you watch any football?
Yeah, I watched a lot of whatever the early game was, and I watched a lot of the Chiefs game. But, you know, I need naps on Sundays. I can't just watch wall-to-wall football, and I don't need to hear Tom Brady. Does this guy get another assignment besides the Cowboys ever?
Why are you saying that? You know my wife loves Tom Brady.
Fine.
Why even mention
it? Does she think he's awesome at TV?
Why even mention it? I'm just curious.
Well, because that was part of the game.
No, I'm just curious, though.
No, that's the answer.
So you didn't watch it because you don't want to hear Tom Brady?
That's part of it.
That really is. That went
and
through your brain.
And because I took a nap, I think.
What's wrong with Tom Brady?
Oh, watching baseball.
I think he's doing fine.
I guess. He doesn't have any insight to offer, apparently.
What do you mean, apparently?
He's not giving any tidbits
or nuggets.
Well,
you just said you don't watch.
I've seen the first two.
You watched the first two games he did.
Yeah,
what
a lot of them.
In week two?
Cowboys.
Against?
Cowboys were playing, they lost badly to somebody. I don't remember. But I don't remember who played anyone ever.
Well, 49ers go to 1-2. So what we're left with here, and I'm just going to take a quick peek at the standings. Now, we have two games tonight, one on ESPN, one on ABC. But what you've got, and you've got Buffalo playing tonight. Right now, the undefeated teams through three games, and there are only four of these teams. Seattle, Minnesota, nobody would have picked that. Nobody.
Unlikely.
And in the AFC, the Chiefs and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Buffalo has a chance to join them tonight. They play Jacksonville.
And probably will.
They could. You never know in this.
Yeah, but Jacksonville.
You just never know in the
NFL.
Last
time they won a game.
What you do know is that the Pittsburgh Steelers are not going to give up points.
Correct.
And Justin Fields, so hang with me here, and I wish Duda was here. He's starting to come into his own a little bit. It's he been
plays
a slow
on a perfect
process.
Team for him.
Right. That's duh. Duh.
What do you mean, duh?
It's duh.
What does that mean?
You get to the Steelers, and you know what? Isn't it amazing how a good coach can really help a player?
Why didn't he help Mason Rudolph?
Isn't that something?
I guess.
Because Mason Rudolph was never destined to be anything more than a backup
quarterback. How do you know that? What if he had been in his...
I've talked to people.
What if he had been in his perfect situation?
He wasn't.
Right.
So the Steelers are 3-0. They've given up 26 points in those three games. That's crazy. You want to know the next best number of points allowed?
Not really.
In three games in the National Football League? Guess who it belongs to?
The Jets.
That's a good guess. It's not correct. It's the Chargers, who have given up 33. But they did lose a game.
They have.
But they've improved under Jim Harbaugh.
So far, we'll see if they have any offense to speak of, especially
Well, they got
if,
their quarterback hurt yesterday.
If Herbert has to miss time.
We'll see. But that guy can coach. Coaching matters.
But can he coach Easton Stick?
He can coach.
That's not what I'm asking. You got to have players.
Yeah, but good coaching can make good players. You've always had something against Mike Tomlin.
No, I haven't.
Of course you have.
What are you even talking about?
You've never bought into Mike Tomlin.
You're just making things up.
No, I've heard it on this show.
No, you haven't.
Numerous times. The Steelers aren't for real. They don't have anything.
Why would I ever say that? That's not even like something I would say. I've never said a team's not for real.
Well, but you've indicated it.
I've indicated it. You can remember that, but you can't remember a phantom holding call in the Super Bowl.
You haven't elaborated, but you've touched on it.
I have.
And I happen to think he's the best coach in the league, if not Andy Reid.
He's up there. There's a lot of good coaches in the NFL.
Give me another one.
Dave Canales made a brilliant decision.
No,
to Dalton.
Give me another one.
I think a lot of the coaches in the NFL are pretty good coaches. I think, let's see, the guy with Green Bay is a good coach. O'Connell's a good coach with Minnesota.
He may be a good coach.
He may be.
It's pretty early in his career, but what they've done and what he's done with Sam Darnold is amazing, because the Minnesota Vikings are to be taken seriously in what I view to be the most competitive and toughest division in football. Even with the Bears starting.
I think Dan Campbell's a good coach.
Of course he's a good coach. Yeah.
This is his third year.
Oh, the Minnesota Vikings. Yeah, he's a young coach. The Minnesota Vikings have only given up 30 points in three games.
They're good, too.
So they're second to Pittsburgh.
And they've got wins over San Francisco and whoever it was they beat yesterday that was good.
They've got a 55-point differential, and they beat the Texans yesterday 34-7.
Yeah.
Just beat them up.
Interesting result. I don't think anybody expected it.
Nobody expects that. Nobody picked it.
So what do we expect now?
Anthony picked Minnesota.
Genius.
For 8 points.
Really?
I picked Houston for 4. You picked them for 5. Duda for 8 and Max for 7. Nobody thought outside of Anthony.
Anthony had it for 8. I know he doesn't pre-plan this and just pops off, but... still a good pick.
What do you
pick.
Mean he pops off?
Well, he tries to, I'll take them for 3. I guess I'll take this team for 3 also.
Well,
you've
he's
used
ahead
your,
of you.
Well, you've used, no, he's not.
He might be after this week.
Bring it.
None of us are doing well. It's almost like, man, it's just been awful. You know what I am after 4 weeks? 8-24. Think about that for a minute.
That's you're 8-24.
8-24.
I got it.
Can you even imagine being that bad?
No, I would never.
I've always been pretty good at this.
Well, sports and football has been turned on its head, and we don't know the lay of the land. That's why Duda always talks, so I'll figure it out by Thanksgiving. Maybe that's all of us this
year. I don't
know
if I can figure it out. I feel like I'm making the right picks. I mean, who would have thought Michigan would have beat USC?
Name those 3-0 teams again.
What do you mean, name those 3-0 teams? 3-0
teams. I'm going back to our preseason picks for most wins. And I believe...
Well, Buffalo could get to 3-0. Pittsburgh is 3-0.
Nobody picked them.
Kansas City's 3-0.
You have them.
Minnesota 3-0.
Nobody.
Seattle 3-0.
And nobody.
Right.
So nobody picked them.
You didn't pick Kansas City?
You did.
You didn't?
It was a draft. They were unavailable.
Who'd you pick?
Texans, Ravens, Lions, Falcons, Dolphins. That's not going to go well. Eagles, Bengals, Jags.
Who'd I pick?
Well, I'm going to lose. 49ers, Chiefs, Cowboys, Bills, Saints, Packers, Bears, Rams. You have some struggle bus teams on that team.
That doesn't sound very good to me.
Well, it's not going to be good with the Bears.
Well, it's not going to be good for several of those teams.
I know we don't like to talk fantasy football. No one cares about other people.
Nobody cares.
But I had a guy in my dynasty league who used the number one overall pick to take Caleb Williams and then just traded him for Jared Goff.
Well, that's a pretty good trade.
For who?
Getting Jared Goff.
The dynasty league. He could have had Caleb Williams forever.
I don't know if Caleb Williams is...
But don't you want to wait more than 3 weeks to find out?
Well, I had him, and I dropped him.
Well, that's not a dynasty league.
No, it's not, but I dropped him.
Well, no, that's fine. No one cares
if
you drop him.
And I'll tell you what, I'm not sure I should have. Because he and Rome Odunze had a pretty good day yesterday.
And Caleb had an okay day.
But Rome had a good day.
He did.
I may have to look at starting him. I need a running back, man.
Well,
you talk about getting...
We got Rashad White for you.
Pacheco and McCaffrey, when you lose that, what do you got?
You got to pay attention to the waiver wire.
I don't really have time. I'm doing a kitchen remodel. I got a lot of things going on.
Just telling you. Fix your situation.
You know how sad it would be for an almost 70-year-old man? I got to get on the waiver wire.
Well, then don't ask for a running back.
What a ridiculous.
And fold your team.
What a ridiculous thing that would be.
Fold the team.
If you get to be 70 and you're still doing fantasy football, I got one word for you. Loser.
I barely care about fantasy football now, but if I'm going to play it, I want to be good at it.
Well, when I get good at it, you'll hear me talk about it.
Right, but for now, fold the team.
Yeah, loser.
You.
Right. 70-year-old man doing fantasy football, loser.
You're not quite 70.
What are you going to do when
I am? Speaking of guys in their 70s.
What?
Vegas the other night, Eagles.
Oh, God. Be quiet about it.
Why?
They didn't sound that good on the stuff I...
Well, you're not paying any attention. What'd you listen to?
Just a YouTube video.
What songs? Joe's struggling.
Desperado.
Desperado sounded great.
They'll be fine. They're going to run this out. They're going to run out the clock.
What happens after
They'll never
this?
Go on another. They'll never hit another stage. When they're done at the Sphere, that'll be it.
You don't think they're going to resume the long goodbye tour?
I really don't.
I don't really either, but I don't know what they're going to do.
Well, that's going to be it.
But they said in there, we're going to make sure everyone gets a chance to see us around the U.S. and around the world.
And they kind of have. They kind of have.
Because people go to the Sphere.
Yeah, we'll take a break. Blair Kirchhoff will join us coming up. We'll talk to Blair, longtime journalist for the Kansas City Star. Got to get his thoughts on the Royals and the Chiefs. Stay with us.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
That's them. That's the one. That's it.
Going on the hotline, Blair Kirchhoff, longtime sports journalist for the Kansas City Star. Been plenty to write about for Blair and the others at that newspaper for quite some time. Blair, welcome.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing okay. So good. Twitter is a X, whatever you want to call it. It's a vile place. and when a game happens like last night with the Chiefs, and there's an obvious pass interference call that doesn't get called, and it's part of a game in which the officials miss the normal allotment of calls. I don't know if it's more or less. I don't really keep track. But how do people keep their sanity in this day and age? You didn't think I was going there, did you?
Yeah, well, I didn't realize it was going to be as big a deal on social media as it was. You know, when I went to bed last night, and then, you know, to look at the sort of the Monday morning quarterbacking of the game, there's some riled up fans about, yeah, it was a bad call. It was a miss. I don't know if it was a bad miss, but it was a miss. It didn't help that Chris Collinsworth on television went on about it. They replayed it, I don't know, three or four times, and Chris Collinsworth was all over it. And I think he made sure to identify some calls that didn't go the Chiefs' way over the next few minutes. But by then, the damage had been done, and so it became one of the post game themes. Certainly in Atlanta, in Kansas City not so much, but in Atlanta and nationally. And I think part of it is, the Chiefs have risen to a level where they must get all the calls, and Mahomes isn't playing well, so they've got to get bailed out some way, and it's a conspiracy. And you're right, there's social media to a large extent is not a wonderful exchange of ideas, but a cesspool of ideas.
Why is it Patrick Mahomes playing well? And I don't want to be like too over dramatic or exaggerate, but is he entering a different stage of his career? Are we going to see a different type of Patrick Mahomes over the next 5 years or so?
Yeah, I think we've already started to see it in the last couple of years. You know, his average yards per completion has been down, but has been steadily dropping over the last couple of years. Average yards per attempt, I should say, not completion, although I'm sure it's completion too, but average yards per attempt has been steadily falling, and it's even lower after three games this year than it was a year ago on an average basis. So I do think that, and he's talked about it, Andy Reid's talked about it, that the game's different, defenses are different. You know, the two high safeties are making it very difficult for him to go over the top, even though they added speed this year with Xavier Worthy. Rashee Rice certainly is a lot better, and he's showing it. It's been difficult for them to get yards and chunks. So I just think they've evolved into a team that is more willing to take the 11-play, 75-yard drive than the 3-play, 75-yard drive. And hard to complain when you're 3-0 and you're still the Super Bowl favorite. So things, I think, are still going their way. They're just going their way differently than it has been the last few years.
Blair Kirchhoff with us. And while I agree with the premise of Jeff's question, it still seems like, actually, it's a fact that when Patrick Mahomes needs to make a play, he makes a play to this day. So it's uncanny. And, yeah, his numbers aren't as gaudy as they've been. Travis Kelce is obviously in the decline phase of his career. But you mentioned Rashee Rice, who looks like an all-pro wide receiver right now through the first 3 weeks of the season. The defense is close to elite, if not elite. So when the Chiefs continue to evolve, it maybe takes a little of the pressure off Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yeah, all that's true. I think Rashee Rice is getting the type of receptions that Kelce used to get, and putting up the numbers that Kelce used to put up. So I think that has something to do with the attention that Kelce receives defensively and how it opens things up for other players when Kelce does get a lot of that attention. And I think it's a good point, Bob, that you make about the defense, that it is, if not the best in the NFL, it's one of the top five. And if you're just above average offensively, and I think that's where the Chiefs are. They're not what they were in 2018 or 2019, the Tyreek Hill type of offense. But if you're above average, scoring on more than half of your possessions, getting two to three touchdowns per game, and having a field goal kicker that doesn't miss, so you're always in the 20s somewhere, and you've got a defense that can hold a team in its own building to 17 points, and hold the Baltimore Ravens in the opening game to 20 points, you're going to win. You're going to win these games, and that's all. Now, do Chiefs fans, do they wish it were a little more comfortable margin for these? Absolutely, they do. But let's try to find any other team in the NFL. Who would they? Who'd you trade places with? There isn't anybody. So I think they're in good shape. But what's happening, I think, is we went into this season because of the acquisitions of Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown, thinking that, all right, offense is it's going to be a little more exciting, a little more up-tempo, a little more productive, and it hasn't been that way. So it's just more like it was a year ago when they won the Super Bowl by holding teams down and scoring just enough to win. But I saw the stat last night that they've won 9 straight games. There's been a lot of teams in the NFL history to win 9 straight games, but the margin in these 9 straight games is 54 points. It's the lowest point total or lowest collective margin of any team that's ever won 9 in a row in the NFL. They just find a way to win.
It's a good number, Blair. Good job.
I want to switch to the Royals real quick, Blair. This is now 2 7-game losing streaks. This one is maybe and counting in situations where they really had their own destiny to just grab. Are they built for this last week of the season to finally control their own destiny and finish it off?
Oh, man, I don't know. I was out there Sunday, and it was gloomy. You know, here they are playing a San Francisco Giants team that's been eliminated from contention. I can't remember, it wasn't Sunday, but one of the previous two games, maybe it was Saturday's game, faced a pitcher who has been scuffling, and yeah, it was Saturday because they got shut out again on Saturday. And of course, they don't score. It really is tough. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. Since the pennant seasons, right, of 14 and the World Series of 15, the Royals have been a team that, you know, is disappointed for 5 months of the year, fallen woefully behind, you know, barreling toward 100 loss season. And then somehow in September, you know, they show this little promise, you know, they'll be a 500 team, and you think, oh, what a great September. Maybe that can carry some momentum into this year, the following year. And now when they really need to have a good September, they're awful. They have been awful. They're getting enough starting pitching from Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans and even Michael Wacha, the reliable ones, but they absolutely cannot hit. I think it's 4 runs in the last 5 or 6 games, and Bobby Witt's doing all he can to hang on, but it's just nobody is hitting the ball for the Royals, and I don't know. Until I see differently, I don't have a good feeling about how it's going to end for the Royals. You're right, Jeff. They have, as of today, they control their destiny, and they're actually the Twins. Their best hope now, the Twins are slumping as badly as they are, and maybe the Twins can stay cold like the Royals, and they could somehow back into this thing. But I just don't have a good vibe about the Royals. They got to find a way to win a game. Just win a game, and once you win one to break it, everything will feel differently. But that clubhouse was a somber place on Sunday, and it would be an absolute shame if this team couldn't complete this marvelous turnaround season by making the playoffs.
Blair Kirchhoff with us from the Kansas City Star. You kind of answered now that you're going. The Royals are going to Washington, and while the Nationals are not a very good team, they're playing hard. They got a bunch of young guys, and they don't have C.J. Abrams, who stayed out too late at a casino, so that's helpful. But that's not going to be an easy series. And then 3 games at Atlanta to finish it, and the Braves are still in the wild card hunt in the National League. I presume they'll still be in it when that series unfolds. How devastating would it be for the Royals not to get into the playoffs? But for the fan base.
Yeah, it initially it would be. I mean, because there's been a lot of excitement about this team in this season. And in baseball, we don't have many examples of a team losing as many games. I think it was 106, right, that the Royals lost last year and then turning around and making the playoffs. That's incredible stuff. I mean, it's validation for what they did in the offseason, the moves that they made to bring in the players that they did. All the moves worked for 5 months. And so it would be terrible if they didn't make the postseason. But I think, you know, whatever happens down the stretch, this season will be looked upon fondly. They've already clinched an over 500 record. They're going to finish over 500. That hasn't happened since 2015, the World Series year. So you would have to rate this season a success, but we're going to need some. If they don't make the postseason, you're going to need some distance before you apply that measure. You're just going to, because the pain, I think, for not making the postseason is going to hurt so much. And the collapse will be epic, right? They were tied for first with the Guardians sometime in early. I forgot what the date was in August, but tied the Guardians for first, and we're thinking, you know, they could run down the Yankees even to have the best record. They were only 4 games behind the Yankees to have the best record in baseball. And now they're desperately trying to, you know, just to win a game so they can stay in the playoff hunt.
All right, Blair, always good. We appreciate your time. Thank you. And we'll catch up soon.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Blair Kirchhoff from the Kansas City Star, who joins us once monthly or so.
Yeah, he's a good guest.
Try to keep in touch with him. Knowledgeable. Always enjoyed our conversations.
Of course. Who wouldn't?
When you get two smart guys together, it
and then unfortunately really, you have to join us, but it doesn't detract too much.
Well, listen, I'm doing my very best.
I'm sure you are.
By the way, now you're going to force me.
Hey, Joe. You know, hey, Mickey.
I stand up for you.
Why? When?
So often.
Somebody bashing me?
Oh, God. I'll get the cap in just a second.
Somebody bashed me to you?
Yes.
Why?
Hey, Bob, I'm so exhausted over Jeff's lack of effort. If he doesn't want to be on the show, find somebody who does.
And
I responded and I stood up for you and said, we're not getting paid $1 billion here. Here's Anthony Capra.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you know.
I got to go see who did that.
Nah, you don't need to worry about it.
Then kill him.
Cap, how are you?
Could this person beat me up? Cap, how are you?
I'm just licking my wounds over here, but I'm all right.
Yeah, we do this every year, and you can blame me because I tried to get on this this Raider thing. But yeah, losses like yesterday after an encouraging win over Baltimore, and then you've got this Carolina team. I don't care if they're making a quarterback change, but they come into Las Vegas, and they just wallop the Raiders. It doesn't seem to matter what the Raiders do, change coaches, change cities. It's a repeat year after year. What is wrong with you people?
Well, a lot is wrong with us. There's not enough time in this show or this little segment to cover what's wrong with us. But as far as the Raiders go, it's just a cycle of mediocrity, and it's the same old, same old. You know, it doesn't matter what coach they bring in. It doesn't matter what personnel they bring in. Until they strip this thing down and blow it up and build it back from the ground up, which they have not done, it's going to continue to be the same.
How do you do that in football? Because I can see how you
wait for a quarterback.
I guess. Well, you got to believe in the quarterback.
That's the best way. That's the best way, but
I think that's the only way.
It's never going to happen with the Raiders, but it's almost got to be a change of ownership. But Mark Davis is never going to give up his share in the Raiders. So, yeah, it has to start with quarterback and coaching. And, you know, they keep getting retread coaches. And Antonio Pierce, who I get it, he excited the fan base, but that doesn't mean the product on the field does anything different. Until there's somebody who can come in and change everything about that culture and that organization, it's going to be this way.
Isn't the worst thing in sports family ownership? Because you're never going to get out of it. It's not like Mark, like you said, Mark Davis isn't going anywhere. Al Davis was there forever. And yes, he had his run, but he didn't leave the cupboard full for his son. And now this is what you have. And it's like you said, it's never ending.
Yeah, I would say you don't have to look any further than the Raiders for an example of that. And Mark Davis, for all his shortcomings, et cetera, Al Davis was a great owner until he became too old and too set in his ways and got too caught up in the lawsuits of the NFL. Mark Davis probably never learned anything from prime Al Davis, so he's not going off of much. He's just going off of what he thinks Raider mystique is and what Raider tradition is. And as a Raider purist and lifelong Raider fan, I've got news for everybody. That's no more. You can't keep living off the 70s and 80s. We're 40 years past that. You've got to change something. You've got to create a new identity with respect to the past, but there's got to be something new that this organization can latch onto.
Anthony Capra, a friend of our show with us, we bring him on periodically and sometimes to talk about this futility that is the Las Vegas Raiders. We got Shannon Great. We got Raider Nate. You're not the only Raider fan who has some affiliation with our show. And I'm interested in how that affiliation is rewarded, if at all, and why, if it's not, what causes you, is there almost a perverse satisfaction in this mediocrity? I'm trying to understand.
Well, I can tell you from my perspective, it goes back to kind of what I was just talking about. Understanding from for me, it was a young age, the tradition of the Raiders and what it meant to be a Raider. And that was instilled in me as a fan because my dad was such a rabid fan and he was so passionate about it that growing up in Denver, I thought it was awesome to be a Raiders fan. It was going against the grain. It was going up against the Broncos fans in town as a kid. And, you know, there's obviously a reason for hope for every NFL franchise because the NFL is changing so often, whether it's players, whether it's GMs, whatever you want to call it. Every team should have the ability to have hope. As a Raiders fan, and like I like to almost brag about being the most realistic Raiders fan in the world, to me, the hope is minimal right now, but you never know what one good draft can do. I mean, you don't have to look past the Chiefs to understand that. The Chiefs lucked into Patrick Mahomes, who's the best player in football, and look how their fortunes turned. Now, yes, it goes further than Patrick Mahomes. It goes to the Andy Reid's of the world. It goes to the Hunt family and their ownership and the way they manage the organization of the Chiefs. There's that hope, and that's for me what I cling to, and it's beyond frustrating to be a Raiders fan. There's, you know, you joke about, well, maybe I'll just give it up and I won't root for this team anymore. I'll never do that, but there always is something at the end of the day that it's like, well, maybe in a couple of years they can compete. I remember a couple of years ago, that it was the year after they made the playoffs, with we thought we had Derek Carr as a franchise quarterback, and then Gruden came back, and all these things come into play, and there's always hope. You know, Devontae Adams coming in, and you think you have the nucleus, and then it doesn't work out. So you go back to, all right, well, maybe in a couple of years.
Well, Cap, I guess that about sums it up, and perfectly, because we're basically out of time.
Yeah, and we love getting you on. We'll get you on again to talk about cheerier things, but my quest is to understand, and you explain it as well as anybody. I get it. I really made an effort on the Raiders. I'm not doing that now. It's just I've thrown my hands up, and it didn't give me anything. And I got to have something. You know what I mean, Cap?
I get it, Bob, and there will be something someday. I hope you don't miss out, because the Raiders will be something someday. How about that?
I hope so, for your sake. Thank you. We always appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Later. Right.
Anthony Capra weighing in on the plight that is being a Las Vegas Raiders fan. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Tomorrow on the show, Adam Teicher covers the Chiefs for ESPN, and Wichita State Athletic Director Kevin Saul. That will happen tomorrow on the show. See you then.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.